Welcome to the League of Champs, an arena where we invite everyday athletes, coaches, and entrepreneurs to discuss the methodologies they use to affect change and achieve purpose. League of Champs sits at the intersection of mindfulness and sport with one intention: victory. Join us. Wednesdays, we're back in the building. Brooklyn's back on the mat. Me and my beautiful bees. Man, I'm going to New York next week to finally move out of the city. Excited to be back in the city, feel the energy, feel the difference, feel the change. But yeah, welcome back. What's up, Wednesdays? Sort of getting back on track here. I've learned that this is a labor of love after about 30-something odd episodes. And yeah, a couple of weeks of business and work stuff and life, and yeah, just trying to get back on track here, which led me to today's topic for What's Up Wednesdays is, what's your pathway back to center? A good friend of mine, Xavier Paul, who you should check out, he runs an amazing company based out of Chicago called Justice Informed, said that phrase to me some odd years ago. I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. What's your pathway back to center? And it was a very profound statement at the time. Xavier speaks in very profound statements, sentences. He's a good dude. But that statement in itself has been very much so a guiding principle, if you would, when I feel a bit off. And I thought it was important right now, especially as I'm getting back on schedule with the pod here, as I just in life in general this year, right? As things have been crazy, as the election peaks, as a pandemic is still at our front door, as Black Lives Matter still matters, that we must develop these pathways to ground ourselves, to bring ourselves home, if you would. And it could be any number of things. I mean, very specifically for me, obviously it's you know, running or being active in some way, some sort of physical activity to engage all those neurochemicals and get the body moving. But it's also mindfulness and meditation and journaling and finding things that bring me joy on a daily basis. It could be reading, it could just be hanging out with friends, it could be a good conversation with a friend. You know, there's any number of things that you can do. I think the best prescribed things are things that are not necessarily based on external factors like other people. It's like, what can you do for yourself to bring you back to center? There's a famous quote from the Buddha that says, "Oh, nobly born, don't forget the luminous nature of your heart and mind. Trust in it." And it's just a reminder that we are beings so vast and so able and so able, yeah, is the word, to be with difficulty, to sit with difficulty. And I've just been reminded over the last couple of weeks of what is your pathway back center. And you know, through the difficult emotions, how can you offer a bit more compassion and love to yourself on your way back to center? Because it's obviously very easy to get sort of out of off of center or stressed out or just with everything going on. I mean, in normal times, right, whatever that means anymore, you know, it's easy to get away from sort of your feeling whole. Because what is center, right? It's like this groundedness. For me, it's an element of ease. It's a deep connection to some innate wisdom. It's a perspective on the world and myself, more specifically myself and how my relationship with myself reflects with the world. But I think that we all can develop these pathways back and bring mindfulness into our daily practice to know when we're off. So short and sweet today in terms of What's Up Wednesdays, that's all I really got. But two books that I'm going to throw in the notes here that can help with this. Tara Brach. Her book, Radical Acceptance, which is amazing. Tara is probably one of my main teachers. Between her and Jack Kornfield, I love them both. And I'm constantly, I've been listening to them for years, and I'm constantly sort of going back to their teachings of the Dharma to learn and dive in. So Radical Acceptance is amazing. And then Pema Chodron's The Places That Scare You is also an amazing, amazing book. And especially for right now, just due to what's going on, right? You know, there's a lot to be worried about, I guess, scared about, a lot of fear that we can, you know, mindfully and hopefully in a wise way sit with and honor. You know, The Places That Scare You by Pema Chodron is a guide to fearlessness in difficult times, right? So two books that are definitely worth checking out. Tara's podcast as well as Jack's podcast are always good duels. But as well, you know, how are we getting active? How are we, it's fall now. We're in the depths of marathon season. You know, how can we continue to train with no finish line, with no plight to like have to beat a PR or, you know, do something. I mean, don't get me wrong. If that's what you want to do, do it. You know, right now I'm searching for a sub 18 5K, right? And I'm going to New York next week for that time trial, and I'm excited. But I was reminded in my conversation with Sid in the episode on Monday that, you know, have fun. It's not about PRs you know, beating someone or winning, right? That we have to sort of redefine what victory is. And we're trying to do that here at League of Champs. For those that might not have been listening for, you know, the full 30-something odd episodes, you know, I really took the B definition of champion. It means to champion a purpose. And through League of Champs, we want to really help people be active and be a resource for people that want to be active, but also redefine victory. And victory comes from within. It's not this external validation that is needed, that you can you know, have active lifestyle, move, practice these modalities in your life to hopefully create less suffering in your life and more joy, change your relationship with yourself, and through that process, champion your purpose and help others along the way. And that's the goal with League of Champs, especially helping those that are truly in need and maybe don't have the resource or the privilege or the blessings to be thinking about the world in the way that some of us have the blessing to do. So very morning vibes. I got my calm voice on this morning, very soothing vibes this morning. But yeah, What's Up Wednesdays, we're back. I'll put those two books in the notes. Check them out. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And enjoy the rest of your week. And talk to you soon. Peace.